Good evening. This is Sakishvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chiste with the evening news. The headlines. Naglim records 845 crore rupees GST collections for 2025-26. Top states and percentage growth. State government signs MOU to boost flagship Naglim Entrepreneurship Impact Forward 2035. Central government assures sufficient stock of seeds, crude oil in country amid West Asia conflict. And Mangmetong Village Council faces action for breach of Model Code of Conduct in Koridang Assembly by poll. Now the news in detail. Naglim has recorded Goods and Services Tax GST collections of 845 crore rupees during the financial year 2025-26. According to official data released today, this marked a 28.4% increase over the previous financial year, achieving the highest growth rate among all states in the country. The total collection includes 312 crore rupees in central GST, 388 crore rupees in state GST, and 145 crore rupees in integrated GST. Meanwhile, at the national level, gross GST revenue rose to 22.27 lakh crore rupees in the financial year 2025-26, an increase of 8.3% over 20.55 lakh crore rupees recorded last year. The Naglim government has signed a tripartite memorandum of understanding MOU to strengthen the flagship Naglim Entrepreneurship Impact Forward 2035 NEIF initiative. The MOU was signed today in Kohima with YouthNet and JAIS partner, State Department of Industries and Commerce announced on X. Launched in December last year, NEIF aims to drive sustainable economic transformation across the state by supporting 10,000 entrepreneurs generating 50,000 livelihoods by 2035. Oil marketing companies have increased the prices of commercial LPG gas cylinders by 195 rupees and 50 paise across metropolitan cities amid the conflict in West Asia. As per the Indian Oil Corporation Limited website, the retail price of 19 kilogram commercial LPG gas cylinders in Delhi is now 2,078 rupees and 50 paise. The price of domestic LPG cylinders remained unchanged in the country. Meanwhile, price of aviation turbine fuel or jet fuel was more than doubled to 2.07 lakh rupees per kiloliter. The government today assured that seeds of all types of crops are sufficiently available in the country amid the West Asia conflict. Addressing the inter-ministerial meeting on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi, Additional Secretary of the Department of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare, Dr. Maninder Kaur Dwivedi, informed that over 185 lakh quintals of Kharif crop seeds are available across the country.
The next major input which goes into agriculture is fertilizer. The projection which has been done with the states in consultation with them is for an area coverage in this current kharif for 1391.71 lakh hectares of area, basing on which the requirement of fertilizer has been worked out, which would be 390.54 lakh metric ton, and 46% is already available as the opening stock for the current season. India is one of the larger producers of agrochemicals. Sufficient quantity of agrochemicals are available.
Joint Secretary in the Civil Aviation Ministry, Asangba Chuba Auset, the aviation industry has welcomed the government's decision to implement the limited increase of 25% on aviation turbine fuel prices for domestic airlines on domestic routes.
This measure provides critical relief as global energy markets face unprecedented surges due to the disruptions in West Asia. This intervention will ensure that domestic operational costs of Indian carriers remain manageable.
Joint Secretary at the Petroleum and Natural Gas Ministry, Sujata Sharma, said that the country's crude inventory is currently sufficient. She said that the government has made arrangements to ensure adequate crude supply for the next 2 months. The Joint Secretary also informed that no instances of fuel shortages have been reported at retail outlets. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The returning officer for the Koridang Assembly Constituency by-poll in Mokokchung has issued a show-cause notice to Mangmetong Village Council for violating the Model Code of Conduct. The notice states that a government-approved village council member was prima facie found to be actively engaging in election campaign at Kensa Village on 28th of March in favour of a political party. The notice added that such a conduct is clear violation of the provisions of Model Court of Conduct, the Representation of the People's Act 1951, Naglin Village Council Act, and the Election Commission of India guidelines, which mandate strict neutrality from government-appointed functionaries during elections. The village council has been given 48 hours to respond, failing which appropriate action will be initiated as per the law. Government employees under the National Pension System NPS in Naglin today observed a statewide Black Day, reinforcing their demand for restoration of the old pension scheme OPS. The protest, organized by the Naglin National Pension System Government Service Employees Forum, expressed growing discontent with the NPS and the Unified Pension Scheme UPS, which employees say do not ensure adequate post-retirement financial security. In Dimapur, representatives of the forum's central unit and the Dimapur district unit met the Commissioner of Police Dimapur to highlight their concerns. During the interaction, State President Avizo Nienu noted that under NPS and UPS, the government does not guarantee fixed post-retirement income, placing the entire financial risk on employees. He added that returns under these schemes may not keep pace with inflation. The protest was also observed in Waka, where employees across government departments wore black badges during office hours in a peaceful manner. Meanwhile, President of All India NPS Employees Federation, Dr. Manjit Singh Patel, extended support to the movement and highlighted ongoing efforts, including discussions with Union Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, to address concerns. The NNPSGSEF reaffirmed it would intensify peaceful protests until the OPS is restored. In Assam, campaigning has intensified ahead of the assembly elections, with political parties ramping up outreach efforts. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today said that the welfare of the poor and middle class remains a top priority for the party. Addressing an election rally at Gogamukh in Assam, he highlighted focus on infrastructure, education and healthcare to achieve inclusive development.
Assamne, seva. और सुशासन का नया दौर देखा है असम का ये चुनाव विकसित असम से विकसित भारत बनाने का चुनाव है
The Prime Minister said Assam is globally known for its tea and noted that with the upcoming semiconductor plant in Morigaon, the state will soon gain recognition for semiconductor chips. Meanwhile, senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra is on a day-long visit to the state, addressing various public meetings. Union Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar has said that the government will establish drug rehabilitation centres or Nasha Mukti Kendras across all districts of the country, focusing on rehabilitation and treatment. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today, Dr. Kumar said that drug addiction is a serious social menace that is weakening families and disrupting the fabric of society. The minister said that 768 drug de-addiction and rehabilitation centres are functioning across the country to provide inpatient treatment to drug users along with counselling. And the governor of Naglin has declared 4th of April, the first Saturday of the month, as a holiday for state government offices in Kohima. According to a notification issued today by Chief Secretary Senti Yangar Imchen, the holiday is in lieu of the working day on 28th of March on account of financial year closing. Now to end the news, here are the main points once again. Naglin records 845 crore rupees GST collections for 2025-26. Top states in percentage growth. State government signs MOU to boost flagship Naglin Entrepreneurship Impact Forward 2035. Central government assures sufficient stock of seeds, crude oil in country amid West Asia conflict. And Mangmetong Village Council faces action for breach of Model Code of Conduct in Koridang Assembly by poll. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.